Half My Luck, written by Samira Kamaladeen and read by Sophie Loughran. Tay-Tay had just finished explaining it to me for the 3,000th time, how I came to be cursed. My grandmother swears it was her cousin's first wife. She even saw her put the evil eye on me. Apparently, Tay-Tay's cousin's first wife was reproductively challenged and crazy jealous that another baby was being born into the family. Tay-Tay blames my mother. She says she'll never forgive Mum for allowing visitors into our home during the first 12 months of my life. A critical time for evil eye cursing, apparently. She should keep you away from everybody for more than 1 year, she exclaims in her thick accent, waving one wrinkled hand over her sweaty forehead while she expertly stirs a pot full of bubbling red sauce with the other. I tell my cousin. I tell him she was no good. But look what happens. I'm reared into a life of unluckiness. That's what happens. Perpetually destined to be the girl who stacks it in front of hot guys, who only ever gets the weirdos sitting next to her on the bus, and who's forced to spend her Tuesday arvos helping her grandmother do housework. Even in the summer holidays. The chairs, Layla! Up, up! Tay-Tay takes a break from her story to yell at me and wipe away her upper lip glisten with a tea towel. I'd almost forgotten I had a mop in hand. But Tay-Tay never forgets to order me to lift the chairs off the tiles and onto the dining table so I can clean the floor good like good Lebanese girl. Her selective memory allows her to forget that I'm only half Lebanese. Consequently, I usually end up doing a half good job of mopping her floors. Your mother, she is good? She continues, when we both know she's not really concerned about the well-being of my mother, the woman who divorced her favourite son. There'd be ceasefire all over the Middle East before that ever happened. I nod, but she doesn't turn around to see. As I watch her fuss in the kitchen, bouncing between the hot stove, a mortar and pestle and a chopping board splattered with green beans, I so badly want her to keep bringing up the evil eye. Lately, it's all I've been thinking about. What are you thinking about? Nothing, I lie. I escape Tay-Tay's spray and wiped clutches with exactly 2.5 hours of worthy sunlight to spare and a beach towel waiting for me on the busy sandbank of the river. A brown, hard-packed sandbank with tufts of grass surrounding the short perimeter. A lame excuse for a beach that I'm pretty sure is not fit for swimming in, but it's all we've got around here. Tell me, or I'll tell my dad to tell your dad that you were talking to those dodgy-ass guys who hang around the YMCA. Cousin Sophia threatens, lying on her side and adjusting her big, huge boobs that are spilling out of her red triangle bikini top. She might be 3 hours older than me, but she's not the boss of me. One day, I'll even tell her that she's not as gangster as she reckons she is.